Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Oh, get excited, Zach. It's Adult Chino Eve.
Is it?
It is.
I didn't know that was the official title we were giving it.
That is the official title. Obviously, the drink we have invented, the adult Chino, the grown-up version of the baby Chino, a large cup just of milk froth and chocolate powder, goes on sale tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day. It's been our baby for a week now, Zach, but tomorrow it hits cafes.
Dom, first cab off the rank.
Yeah.
Ian has tweeted us overnight, and he said, you've had a missed opportunity. Mm. You should have been a grown-up Chino. Instead of the adult Chino.
I think someone did pitch the grown-up Chino. It's too wordy for me.
You want it simpler.
Look, I want it to... The adult Chino works better for me, I think.
Yep. Okay, well, what I like here is that you're hearing
the
feedback from the customers.
That's it.
From the public.
Yes.
You're deflecting. You're returning. This is what a good boss does.
Look, I'm very headstrong. I think they said that about Zuckerberg. He knew what he wanted, and he went out there and did it. I'm the same with the adult Chino.
And do you feel like the adult Chino will be as big as Facebook?
I certainly think they're going to make a biopic about me, just like they did with the social network. And this is going to be a pivotal chapter, Zach, because tomorrow... we currently have the Vault Cafe Bar and Restaurant in Melbourne on board. They're selling the adult Chino. In breaking news, I can confirm that before midnight tonight, we have another cafe somewhere else in Australia who are coming on board to sell the adult Chino as a trial tomorrow.
That's going to double our distributors.
That's it. So, look, there is going to be two locations around the country tomorrow that you can go and trial the adult Chino. It's going to be a magical day up there with Christmas, which is why I'm calling it Adult Chino Eve. And lives are going to change tomorrow.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. We're handing the reins over to Dom. This is Freedom.
That's right, Dom. It is your favourite time of the week. Usually on this show, there's you, me, our producer, Michael. We all have an even say in what goes to air. Not right now, Dom.
No.
You get free reign. Whatever you want to do, get straight on the radio with no consequences.
It's fair to say, Zach, that before we started this segment, I was pitching a lot of ideas that were unfortunately getting shut down. You were saying, no, that's not broadcast quality.
There was a lot of vetoes.
And this is the veto-free segment. You just have to do whatever I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I love it. It's liberating and it's free. And this week, Zach, I've got something special that I've been cooking up.
What have you been cooking?
I was reflecting on the show, Zach, and I thought, you know what? I don't know how good this show is doing at hospitality, at welcoming. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Do you think we're a very welcoming show?
I've never thought about it.
Well, because you know what? If you go and stay like at a hotel or an Airbnb or you go to a friend's place for dinner, it's always about the hospitality, right? How nice do they treat you? How welcoming are they? Mm. We don't do a great job of that here on this show, right? We just assume that, you know, you've tuned in and you're going along with what we say and whatever else, right? Here's my thinking. 131060. Is this your first ever time hearing this radio show? Have you never heard it before? Because if so, I want you to call up right now, Zach, and I want us, me and you, and I want you as part of this.
Yep. Well, I haven't agreed to that.
To welcome people like they deserve to be welcomed. To lift our hospitality game.
What type of thing will you be doing to welcoming people?
Oh, well, I'll take your bags up to your room for you, you know, metaphorically. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just make you feel at home here on this radio show. Right? Because, you know, there will be people around the country, I assume, who are hearing this right now, who have never tuned into this show before, who maybe aren't up at this ridiculous hour.
So you're not asking, have you never called before?
No. We did that a few weeks ago.
You're asking, is this the first time ever you've heard this radio show?
Yeah. You're hearing these voices and you're thinking, well, I can understand why this is on at this time of night, probably firstly.
Yep.
And secondly, you know what? I might call up and have a proper welcome. Just like, you know, because how often, Zach, would new people tune in who've never heard the show before? I reckon pretty often.
Well, you know what happens, Dom.
Yeah.
If people call up the radio show and we take your name down, sometimes that name stays in the system.
That's true.
So when you call back, we can see a name come through.
Yes.
I'm looking at a couple of phone calls come through right now, Dom. Mm. Just mobile numbers.
Yeah, no names.
These are people who have never called the show before.
That's exactly what we're after, right?
Because, wow!
Oh, look, we'll go to a song. And when we come back, Zach, I want us to get our hospitality game on. I want us to, you know, dress up nicely and welcome some new listeners of the show.
Well, I hope you have more planned
than
taking the bags up to the room, like you said before, because I would like the next time that we talk to be filled with more than that. So you have 3 minutes... have to come up with how you're going to welcome these people our radio show.
I got to do some work. We'll do it after this. 13, 10, 60, if this is the first time you've heard the show.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I want to do a pretty good job at welcoming you in, at showing some hospitality and bringing you into our little late night show.
A radio welcome.
A radio welcome. Firstly, Jackie in Melbourne, for the first time, welcome along to the show.
Hello. How's everyone?
Oh, look, we're good. Jackie, how are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you for asking.
Is there anything that we can do for you, Jackie, to make your radio listening experience a bit more enjoyable?
Oh, I think you guys are doing great so far. I'm already intrigued about what's going to happen later on in the show.
Oh, great. Lovely. Well, thank you, Jackie. You feeling welcomed then?
I'm feeling very welcome. Thank you.
Oh, lovely.
It's essentially, beautiful. I feel like what we've just listened into is a call from Telstra. Where they call you up and ask if you're satisfied with the service.
That's pretty much what this is. That's a good way of looking at it, right?
It's a very unremarkable call.
Look, I'll be completely honest. I am aware enough to know this isn't good radio. However.
Look, we were thinking it. Everyone's thinking it, and we're glad that you said it.
However, Jackie now feels welcome to the show.
She does.
If we hadn't done this, Jackie wouldn't feel welcomed.
Yeah, you're just doing a little bit of housekeeping.
A little bit of housekeeping, right? Now, the radio quality might drop for a few minutes.
Some people would do this off-air.
Yeah, not this
Dom's
show.
Choosing to broadcast it.
Tom in Sydney. Tom, what's your favourite hot drink?
Oh, my favourite hot drink?
Mm.
Probably just a coffee, to be honest.
Coffee. How do you take your coffee, Tom?
Cappuccino, no sugar.
Great. I'll get started on that for you if that would make you feel more at home. You had a big day, Tom?
Oh, mate, that would be lovely. That would be amazing.
Well, no, that's what this show is, Tom. I want you to come in. I want you to put your feet up, have a hot drink, and you know, just enjoy yourself. You make yourself feel at home.
Oh, look, if you greeted everyone like that on the radio, I reckon your ratings would just skyrocket.
Thanks, Tom. See, this is go and take a seat at the couch over there, Tom.
We will need our ratings to get a little bit of a kick.
Yes, we will.
After this segment goes to air.
Well, see, no, look, I can understand the cynicism and I can understand the quality control.
No, I'm saying it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm just questioning the idea of broadcasting it.
Well,
I think Jackie and Tom, welcome to the show.
Absolutely. And welcome along
Thanks
to everyone
for coming
else
along.
For listening for the first time.
I'm just not sure.
Mm.
If this has been the most riveting couple of minutes.
Well, it's not done yet, so strap in, because Sarah joins us in Brisbane at the moment. Sarah, what rating would you give us if we were an Airbnb?
Oh, I would say about an 8. You guys have been pretty accommodating so far and very nice.
That's lovely. Is there anything we can do to make your listening experience a little bit more enjoyable, make you feel more at home?
Oh, just lots of laughs, some good jokes, and good conversations.
We might not be able to help you out there, Sarah, unfortunately.
I'll have to listen to another radio then.
No, we don't want you to do that, though.
Sarah, please don't go to another radio station. I feel like
What do we have to do to keep you, Sarah? See, Dom, I feel like you've got us into a bit of a hole here now, where we're bargaining with people not to go.
What are you guys going to do for me?
Do you have any businesses you'd like to plug?
We've quickly divulged into free advertising.
Whatever it will take, Sarah. I'll be honest, we don't have enough listeners to lose you. Can you give us your word you'll stick around?
Okay, yeah, of course.
There we go. Thank you, Sarah. I don't know if often hotels need a guarantee that you're going
to
stay there.
We're the only radio show who tries to bribe listeners with free advertising.
But look, Tom, Jackie and Sarah Zach have all just been really warmly welcomed into our home here, into the show. Look, this is an audio that we're going to enter into the radio awards.
No.
I'm not going to say it is, but three listeners, and I hope everyone else is just tuning in.
You've got business to attend to.
Yeah, I hope everyone else tuning in just feels like we're all sitting around the fireplace, and you're all welcome to the show. And I think this has gone exactly as well as I'd hoped it would. Yeah, no, we're not going to do this one again. I'll admit that one.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Look, Zach, I don't want to overstate this, but we are part of a revolution. We're part of a movement, and that movement is about bringing the baby chino, the drink of just milk froth and chocolate dusting, to the world of grown-ups and adults.
Dom, you love milk froth, you love chocolate dust, but you don't like coffee as much.
No, look, the best part of a cappuccino, I think anyone would agree, any logical person, is the froth and the chocolate powder on top.
So what we've invented is the full-size baby Chino, the adult Chino.
That's right.
We've done the tests. We've come up with the name. We came up with a slogan.
Yes.
All that's left to do is to put it in actual cafes.
And we're a little bit nervous because tomorrow is the launch day. Tomorrow is when the adult Chino hits, well, at the moment, one cafe around Australia. We had yesterday the Vault Cafe Bar and Restaurant on 13 Ballarat Street in Yarraville, Melbourne. They jumped on board and they said, we will sell the adult Chino on Wednesday. We thought, how good's that? We got the Melbourne market covered.
Officially, it will be an actual product as of tomorrow. But Dom, we weren't going to stop there.
No, no. We kept taking calls. We kept taking applications. If more cafes wanted to jump on board to join the Adult Chino movement, they were welcome to. And we do have Isaac joining us on the line right now from Brisbane. Isaac, what cafe do you work for?
Oh, I work at our Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters in Barden.
And Isaac, Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters... happy to put the adult Chino on the menu tomorrow?
I think they would be delighted. I mean, this is groundbreaking stuff, boys.
Oh, see, so good to hear.
It's so good to have somebody else join the revolution, Zach. And that's what it is, a revolution.
So far, Dom, I feel like we're on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
We're pitching at the sharks.
That's it.
And we're starting to get a few nibbles. There's a few cafes interested.
Okay, Isaac. So this is obviously near the Brisbane CBD for people in Brisbane who want to go along tomorrow. How much do you think you're going to charge for the adult Chino?
Oh, look, a regular baby Chino, I think, is about $1. So let's maybe go $2-$3.
Sounds good.
Well, it is about 2 to 3 times the size.
That's true. It's fair.
So that's fair.
Well, actually, that's a good point you bring up there, Zach. Isaac, we have been talking so far about 3 layers of frothed milk, each with chocolate powder. Do you think that's doable? Is that that the version of the adult Chino you're going to be making?
Oh, look, I reckon when we get on the tools tomorrow, we can have a bit of a play and see if we can put a bit of a neighbourhood twist on it. But look, we'll see what the customers want, get some feedback and go from there, I guess.
We're talking to a true professional here, Dom.
Yes.
Get on the tools, put a twist on it. This is an experienced barista. I can tell in his voice.
Yes. Well, look, Isaac, I imagine in all your years of being a barista, you've had some big challenges and some big honours. Do any of them compare to this?
Look, I think this is probably going to be the peak of my career.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow, honestly, so I'll see how it goes.
Few nerves?
A little bit.
Yeah.
You would be nervous. It's a big night. It's a big day tomorrow, Isaac. What I think you need to do is get to bed.
Yep.
Get your 8 hours. I get up in the morning, warm up those fingers, stretch them, because you're going to be frothing a lot of milk tomorrow, my friend.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, fellas.
I do need to specify. I'm not referring to 8 hours sleep there, Dom.
What do you mean?
8 hours frothing overnight.
Right, okay.
You just want to get your steaming hands really warmed up.
Do you reckon, just as a hypothetical, do you reckon this is how Neil Armstrong felt before he stepped on the moon? You know, the night before they were going to touch down on the moon. Do you reckon he felt this sense of history oncoming like we do tonight?
Do you know what?
What?
I feel like if he had an adult Chino in the capsule before he went out, all his nerves would disappear. That's what he needed right there and then. We could have altered history.
That's true. Well, look, so that's exciting. Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters, that's 58 Rainworth Road in Barden for everyone in the Brisbane area. They joined the Vault Cafe Bar and Restaurant in Melbourne, Zach. That's 2 markets in Australia selling the adult Chino tomorrow.
We've got the coffee capital of the world, Melbourne, on board.
Yep.
We've got Brisbane on board now, Dom. I feel like we're gaining steam.
We are gaining steam. And as we keep saying, what do you need to make an adult Chino?
Steam.
You need steam.
We're in the right place.
And look, we should say to the rest of the country who are thinking, how can I get my hands on an adult Chino? Well, if you can't book flights, tomorrow is just a trial day. But Zach, if this goes as well as I'm expecting it will,
you think we're going to have a national rollout?
I reckon by the end of the month, and that's Friday, so maybe I should refrain from that. But I reckon if this does go well tomorrow, it won't be too long until cafes in every part of Australia are selling this adult Chino.
Let's hope so.
Okay, so just repeating, that is the Vault Cafe Bar and Restaurant in Yarraville tomorrow for people in Melbourne, and Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters in Barden for people in Brisbane. Tomorrow we'll be selling the adult Chino. Go along and try it. And tomorrow night, Zach will be reviewing a bit of history.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News today, Ed Sheeran went to a costume party dressed as Donald Trump.
I was like 4.5 stone heavier than I am now. I was at the unhealthiest I've ever been. Hair falling out, just chunky. It wasn't great.
Also, Beyonce has grown 2 centimetres taller over the past year.
I did. Absolutely. And I'm proud of it. And I'm just praying that we continue to grow.
And Pauline Hanson just found out why shops sell products.
To get money. That's what it's about. I don't know about you, but I feel like we have been taken for fools. We've been taken for mugs.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, up next we're playing App or Crap. It's where I pitch 2 apps at you. One is real, one is fake. You've got to tell me which is which this week. You'll be excited. Yeah. Both apps are dating related.
Ooh.
Now, I know you like your dating apps.
Well,
Are you a bit off them at the moment?
I haven't had great luck on the dating apps. I've dabbled with one or two. There was one where they got me to enter all of my specifications and interests, and then it said there isn't one suitable match in the country for me.
So that was a sad one.
I deleted that app pretty quickly. In my defense, I don't think they had many users. So that's what I tell myself at night. But I do. Sorry, I just opened up about that. But yeah, look,
we walked into a counselling session. I was trying to do a light-hearted plug of what's coming up next. Dom's just divulging personal information. I start to ask, will I ever find someone? Yes. And coming up, Selena Gomez and the Chainsmokers.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. App. Crap.
Dom, I think it's getting harder and harder to tell real technology from fake technology. That's why each week I pitch 2 apps at you.
Yep.
One is real, one is fake. You have to tell me which is which.
And look, I'm so excited about this week's App or Crap, Zach, because you have already told me that the genre, the category is dating apps. And look, that's something I definitely need some help with. So I'm hopeful that with these 2 apps, at least the real one, can really help me in my love life.
The first dating app is called By Any Name.
By Any Name, okay.
And this is a dating app where you can put a preference in by name. So I know for a long time, Dom, you've had a list of
3 names
I want to
date.
You like.
Yeah, 3 of my favourite names. I'd love to date a Bridget. Bridget is probably my favourite name. I love Bridget. I love it. Caitlin. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful name. And look, there's a long list of names I like. Bridget's at the top, but certainly there's some names I'm a big fan of.
Do you think
of.
It's creepy to have a list of...
I think that's a different conversation. I mean, I reckon there'd be a lot of people who would have names they'd like.
You think there would be?
Well, we open it up. 13, 10, 60.
I think people would like certain names.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people have a list.
Okay, it's a mental list.
Okay, you haven't written it down.
This
okay.
list isn't that's written good. Out anywhere physically.
It's not carved into a tree somewhere.
No, this list is only in my own mind.
Okay,
yeah,
so this app is called By Any Name, and its preference is you can put in are people's names.
Right, okay.
So first names. So exactly what you're suggesting.
Yep.
The user might be like, I would love to date a Bridget.
Yep.
I love that name.
Mm.
And you'd put that name in, and they would filter it because of that.
That's a really good app idea. I actually am a big fan of that one.
The next one is called Dating AI, like artificial intelligence, I guess.
Is this where you date a robot?
No.
Right.
It's where you search by celebrity lookalike.
Oh, that's clever.
So it'll scan the photo.
Yep.
So you say, I want Jennifer Lawrence lookalikes.
Sure, yeah.
And it'll scan people's profile photos and show you people who come back with a high matching ratio.
Look, I love this idea. I really think it's an outstanding idea, Zach. There is one problem with it.
What's that?
Because I'll be maybe searching for women who look like Jennifer Aniston or Jennifer Lawrence, whatever it might be, right? But how many women are going to be searching for people who look like Bert Newton? I'm not sure I'm going to come up for anyone. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's true. You could do a young Pete Hellier.
Yeah, young Pete Hellier.
That's what we always say about you.
Yes.
A young Pete Hellier on a good day.
Yep.
A young Bert Newton on the rough nights.
And I just, look, Bert is an Australian icon. I'm just not sure how many women out there, have pin-up posters of Bert Newton on the walls.
Okay, so that app is called Dating AI, where you can search by celebrity lookalike.
Yep.
Or there's By Any Name, where you can search by first name.
The one that's real, is it in Australia or is it international?
Not positive.
Not sure. Because those are both outstanding ideas.
You're thinking of downloading both?
Well, whichever one's real, I'm going to be on.
Really?
I'll be on within 5 minutes.
Okay.
So there's no doubt about that. So keep an eye out for that. I reckon By Any Name is the real one.
Oh, Dom, 3 weeks in a row.
What?
Bamboozle.
Are you kidding me?
You got, you, your radar is way off.
The celebrity lookalikes is the real one.
That's the real one, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
The article I read, though, was that it could be soon to shut down.
How's that?
Oh, I don't think it's super legal.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, because it taps into, like, all the dating apps.
Right.
So it scans all Tinder's photos.
Sure.
All the other apps' photos.
Right.
And, you know, some of those companies weren't too cool with that.
Right. Now, that's, you know, what I can imagine why. I think
so
that's fair
enough.
So if
you want to use it, I'd get on it pretty quick.
Get on it pretty quick. And maybe, can you take a picture of me where it look like Ryan Gosling? Can we work with that?
No.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, obviously when people are listening to this, today is the day that the Adult Chino does get launched around Australia, well, in two locations. The Vault Cafe Bar and Restaurant, 13 Ballarat Street in Yarraville, and Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters on 58 Rainworth Road in Barden in Brisbane.
Now, we could only make it to one.
We could, yes.
It was a 50-50 chance.
Mm.
We just flipped a coin.
Yep.
We will be visiting the Brisbane one.
We will be.
What a coincidence. That's also the city we live in.
Look, the other side of the coin would have cost a bit in flights.
And we were really willing it.
We were.
When we flipped it in the air, we thought we could be out of pocket here.
But no, it did come up tails, which means we are going to Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters. And look, that's where we're going to be trialling the Adult Chino.
Now, I'm so excited. How excited are you to have a barista-made Adult Chino?
I might struggle to sleep tonight.
Yep.
I honestly can't wait for this.
You need a warm glass of milk.
I really do. I need an Adult
Maybe
Chino.
Maybe frothed. With a bit of chocolate powder on top.
I need an Adult Chino to calm me down about the imminent Adult Chino we're going to have tomorrow. Now, both of these places, if you do want to go along, will be selling Adult Chinos all day. However, Zach, you and I are going to drop by Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters in Barden at about 1 p.m. to get our Adult Chinos.
So come on down.
Yep.
1 p.m.
Mm.
If people come then, Dom,
yes.
When you're there,
mm.
Will you sign the Adult Chino cup?
Absolutely. I would love to share my first ever Adult Chino from a barista with a group of people. That'd be great. Do you know what? I will shout the first 10 people who get there at 1 p.m. wanting an Adult Chino out of my own pocket.
Will you?
I will. Absolutely, I will.
And you don't even know how much they're going to cost.
Really? I should have checked that before I went ahead and said it. But no, look, I would love to celebrate everything that is this amazing drink we've invented. What do you mean?
What? How are you going to do that?
I'll just pay at the counter and say, hey, the next 10 are free.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And hopefully 10 get sold.
They're gonna give you a credit back.
At the end of the day, they'll just give me $9. Okay,
yeah, there you go. And that was for the one that you bought.
So look, you and myself and our producer Michael will be at the Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters trying this Adult Chino on the launch at 1 p.m. today, Wednesday. How are you feeling? You're gonna have one as well, aren't you?
Yeah, certainly.
You will. And Michael, you're gonna have an Adult Chino as well?
And if I don't like it, that's on you, Dom.
Yeah, great. Cool. No, that's fine. You will like it. It's going to be an amazing drink. And when we come back for the podcast tomorrow night, Zach, we're going to be different men.
Yeah.
It's going to be a different world.
What are your concerns?
My concerns about the Adult Chino?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't have any.
I'm a little concerned that when we... I like your confidence.
Yeah, look, why would you be worried about something
like
this?
Well, because I'm worried that, like, maybe... We're throwing it open to people to take over.
Yes.
And to be honest, I'm worried about the layering.
The layering is going to be interesting.
I think that a few of the baristas might have missed the idea that it has to be three layers and they might just fill it up with frothy milk and then one layer on the top. But we need chocolate all the way through.
Well, this is my concern. I mean, Justin at the Vault in Melbourne, he seems like a great guy and it's so good to have the Vault on board with the Adult Chino. I was, however, a little worried when he said it would be equivalent to two baby Chinos. Because really, you need the three layers, not two.
No, I see two layers is fine. As long as you're going to have the chocolate.
So you're saying it just needs to be layered. There needs to be at least two layers
of
chocolate.
What I'm terrified of is getting the chocolate layer off the top, like a cappuccino, and then having a cup full of froth.
You're terrified of that.
That's one of my biggest fears.
Right. Fair call, too. I mean, that would ruin the day. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But look, we'd love to hear from people who do try the Adult Chino
tomorrow. That's a good idea, actually. Yep. If you try the Adult Chino, tag us on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter.
We'll put a bit of a compilation maybe together of people trying their Adult
Chinos.
Wouldn't
say that. Wouldn't you? That'll be a small gallery. How many different pictures of you can we put in?
Yes, look, it might just be one picture of me showing the adult chino. We genuinely, look, we're putting this out into the world. We don't know how well it's going to go.
Yep.
We might be the only sale they get. There's a good chance that could happen. But look, if you do want to try the adult chino tomorrow, please do get down to the Vault Cafe, Bar and Restaurant in Yarraville or Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters in Barden. If this is a success, Zach, we're going to take it nationwide next.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? We want to know.
The game anyone in a car can play. Give us a call on 13 10 60. And by asking you just three questions, we can tell you where you're driving home from right now.
The first contestant we have tonight, Zach, is Jess in Penrith. You've got question one for Jess.
Jess, at this location, was there a water cooler?
No.
No water cooler.
Water cooler. Okay, so immediately it's not an office.
You wouldn't think, or not a very good office at the least.
Or it's not a water cooler factory either. We can cross that off.
Oh, we get that one a lot, so that's, it's good to rule that one out early. Jess, how many people there knew you by name?
None.
None? Oh. That's an interesting. Nobody.
She could have been there by herself, wherever it is.
That's very true. You got question three.
Okay. Jess, was there a couch in this building?
A couch. Oh, yes.
There was a couch.
Okay.
This is confusing.
This is really confusing.
I think it's a residential address.
Yes.
No water cooler. There's a couch. No one there knew her name. I think she was somewhere by herself.
Is it possible Jess is... Now, normally we get people going home, Zach, from something. Maybe Jess is coming from her home.
She's
and
heading
she's going
out.
somewhere else.
She's a shift worker.
Potentially. I reckon Jess might have come from her home.
It would be a twist, Dom.
It would be
but
a twist.
I think we go with that.
Jess, are you coming from your home?
No, I'm not.
Where was it?
A bowling alley.
A bowling alley. Interesting.
No water cooler.
No water cooler at the bowling
Surprised.
Alley. They should really invest in... That's pretty...
That was what was stopping me from getting that. If she had said water cooler, bowling alley would have come straight to my mind.
Graham in Sydney, your caller number two. First question for you. The place you've been tonight, how clean were the bathrooms there?
They were all right, yeah.
The bathrooms were all right. Okay, that's... Can you give me a ranking out of 10 in terms of cleanliness, Graham?
I think that'd just been clean, so yeah, probably 10.
A 10 out of 10 clean toilets. That's impressive, Zach. Question two.
Graham, were there any kitchen facilities?
Yes.
Well, that was fair. I've never heard such a quick yes. Never in my life. Okay, then. Graham, how many layers of clothing were you wearing while you were there?
Layers of clothing? I was wearing shorts and singlet.
Okay, shorts.
Shorts and a singlet. I was wondering if Graham might have been a chef. But I don't know many chefs who get around in shorts
kitchen,
and a singlet.
The bathroom is fine. He's wearing shorts and a singlet. Oh, Dom, I have no idea. Where would he be wearing shorts and a singlet
Maybe
in winter?
A pub? A pub's the best.
You wouldn't be let in,
wouldn't you? If it's a, you know, it's a pretty casual pub.
In the middle of winter at 11 o'clock at night.
I don't know. Maybe Graham doesn't feel the cold. Maybe he moved from Vancouver a few years ago. I don't know Graham's background.
Okay, we can go pub if you want to.
Graham, have you been at a pub?
No.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Where were you?
I was in Brisbane.
Oh, okay, right. See, we should have figured out. Sure.
It needed to be somewhere warmer.
That's it. And I reckon singlet and shorts, and definitely you've been in Brisbane. That Queensland, that was a giveaway, wasn't it?
Did Graham go around to all the bathrooms in Brisbane?
Yeah, what do you...
To confirm that they were all right?
What do you mean by that, Graham? Which bathrooms in Brisbane were you talking about?
I was actually in Virginia.
Okay, the Virginian bathrooms are A-okay.
Well, that's confusing, but good for the people of Virginia.
Congratulations.
Still got one chance to get a point tonight. Zach, Emma in Bathurst, you got a question one for Emma.
Emma, could you charge your phone at this location?
I couldn't. No. I'm going to say no.
Yep, no, that's fair enough.
Emma, how loud was it there?
It was average, like... Yeah. Okay. Wasn't loud, but it wasn't quiet.
Okay. Average volume, you got question three, Zach. This is
Emma,
tough.
Would you take a date to this location?
I did. I took my partner.
Okay,
oh,
there
so
we go.
You've been on a date there. Okay, Zach.
Okay, you
so,
couldn't charge your phone, but I felt like the way that Emma answered that is like that it would technically be possible, but no one would do it. That's what I felt like I was getting from that.
Medium volume.
Yep.
And she's been there on a date tonight. She's taking a partner there. Well, it could be a movie theater, Zach. Could be the ice skating rink. Could be a nice restaurant, potentially.
Yep. Are you reading off your ideal dates?
Just listing them off
my
head.
You've got a Word document open over there.
Look, I reckon maybe Emma's been at the movies.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was thinking movies as well.
Emma, have you been at the movies?
No.
Where were you, Emma?
I was at the Bathurst Panthers, services club.
Oh, the RSL type scenario, Zach. Well, that's another week we get 0 out of 3, and where did you come from? I don't think we're very good at this game.
I disagree.
What do you mean?
I feel like we're just getting closer and closer to a big win.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
There's a skill tester I walk past occasionally, Dom. I was telling you about it last year because it was very confusing, because usually in skill testers, you'd have soft toys that would have upcoming movies. Like, for at the moment, you might have, like, Minions.
Yes.
You might have the new Cars.
Well, I know that last year, when Finding Dory was out, I was very tempted to try and win a Dory from a skill tester.
This skill tester had Gremlins, which is a movie from the late 80s?
I think so. And we were really confused, because our first thought was, they must be doing a Gremlins reboot. They're rebooting everything at the moment.
No.
Clearly Gremlins is getting the reboot.
That wasn't
treatment.
The case.
No.
We thought maybe this skill tester was so low on the priorities that they were just getting the stock from 30 years ago.
I actually remember when we were talking about that. Hmm. I did a Google News search for Gremlins and clicked past year. There was not one article.
Well, I went past the skill tester today.
Yep.
And the news is the Gremlins are no longer in there.
Sold out.
The thing that is now in there,
yep.
Just as confusing.
Okay.
I've just sent you a picture I took of this skill tester.
Right.
So bring that up. It's just on your Facebook Messenger. Yep. And just tell me if you can see what is odd about this picture. Just describe it for me.
Just connecting to the Wi-Fi in the building. It's taking a little while.
This is what you can win in this skill tester.
Okay. So the Gremlins are gone and in there.
Can you see what's Can you see what's confusing about this?
Are these like, are they basketball sized or am I off perspective?
They're basketball sized, yes.
Basketball
sized.
So
describe what you can see.
Okay, what I can see. This is the weirdest skill tester in the world. What I can see is a skill tester full of basketballs that have the National Rugby League team colours and logos on them.
So these are basketballs. You can win a Bulldogs basketball. You can win a West Tigers basketball.
Maybe a North Queensland Cowboys basketball.
How did that happen?
Now, for those of you who maybe don't follow sport very closely, an important distinction to make is that in the NRL, they don't use basketballs.
No, a football and a basketball look extremely different. They're not the same ball.
What the hell is this?
Now, do you think someone knows so little about sports that they just thought any ball would do?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking this skill test is getting the off cuts.
It's a misprint.
It's a misprint.
It's like, you know how you can get those bags of like Oreos that are like the crushed up ones from the factory?
Yes. Someone in a Rebel Sport factory is like, oh crap, we made basketballs.
Send them to the skill tester.
This we've got time for tonight. If you want to hear the full show back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can download it there. And just a reminder, tomorrow, the Vault Cafe, Bar and Restaurant in Yarraville in Melbourne will be selling the adult chinos, as will Neighbourhood Coffee Roasters in Barden in Brisbane. And Zach will be back tomorrow night to review the launch of the adult chino.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.